Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Owie, that's great timing. I wish you were on camera. Gonna be switched on there, boys, to get hammer catching a beer. Tell you what, I'm hungover. I can tell you that right now. Welcome to Backchat, powered by Paywise, of course, in season 2024. Those boys are probably hungover as well. Frank Agostino, so Gary Gibbetson.
The lads.
Pickers was not there.
I did see him earlier in Leaderville, and I thought, oh, he's here super early.
He was probably working.
Pickers was there at 1 o'clock.
He was probably novotating leases all around the country.
Blake was there.
Blake.
Sorry. Yep. So Blake was there.
Shout out
Blake.
Very good. Look, we're hungover. We were at our big show at the Leaderville Hotel. If you missed it.
Too bad.
You sucked in.
It was not filmed. It was not put anywhere.
Well, there was a bit filmed. One bit.
Correct. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Our Backchat ales were flowing. I can tell you that.
How good were they?
They were brilliant.
Delicious.
I've just finished one.
Hamish, Dan, welcome.
Yeah. It's great to be here. We left and I sort of did an Irish goodbye.
It's an Irish goodbye.
You sort of
leave.
Just leave without telling anyone.
Right.
Smoke bombing.
I did see you lingering around the kebab shop.
Yeah. I got a kebab and then got home.
Yeah.
And I saw you guys having more beers and I thought, I just can't. It'll tip me over the edge.
I respect that.
Yeah. And now I'm on it again. So here we go.
I was okay.
Legend.
You were screaming things from the crowd pissed.
I was a moron. But that was good fun. The Backchat ale's delicious. I've just had a couple.
That much better as well.
Shelter, the boys did it well.
Now, I know we like...
Oh, hang on a minute. I was speaking to Tom, actually, at the bar from Shelter. And I was like, mate, what's the difference between this one and the last one? He goes, it's a little bit more bitter. Jeez, they're both fucking good. I think he was pissed by that point. But he tried to be a little bit analytical and said, I'm not taking anything away from the first batch.
Shelter's absolutely dominated.
They've killed the game.
Now, I forget, are we tempting what we did with the world record, or are we telling people what happened?
Why don't we just tell, like, it's going to come out next week, like, full version on YouTube, so do we want to tease
it? This was my favourite one.
Well, just tell us.
So we did a derby preview, we had some great stories from Josh Kennedy, Matt Pavlich, great night.
Awesome night.
But we needed to finish on a high. We need to bring it home.
We needed to kick it home, and I tried to break a world record, attempted to break a world record
Hammer breaks.
Night. Hammer breaks. The world record for the most hugs in a minute.
Good.
It's so really dumb. Good.
The
it's
most
so
hugs in a minute
dumb.
Was 88. The current record held at 88 by, I think, a Swedish fellow whose name escapes me. Anyway, it was 88 on the dot, and there was about 100-odd, 150 people there.
It took a lot longer to set up than
I thought. Yeah, a lot longer. Because I was trying to organize it like the game Snake.
Yeah, talk the people through it. Because you can't just have...
No, you can't.
It's not you running around. How did you want to do it?
I was stationary and need a moving line through me, like a really quick line ripping past me. And what happened in the end was we had we would have had 80-odd people. So we needed a few guys to loop around again. Anyway, it ended up just being this massive loop, but it needed to be rapid. So... It started off hot. We were 50 in 30 seconds because I had you counting 1, 2, 3, hug, hug, hug. I had Jaden yelling me the time you miscounted to start with. You were like, you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I missed, like, that fifth hug wasn't there. You were one ahead from the get-go. I knew that, though, so I was good. Okay.
I am worried. I was going to say I am concerned that...
No, you were one off the whole way through, but that's okay.
Speaking Spanish.
Yeah. So it was like, we got to 50, and it was 30 seconds. I heard the 30-second call, and I was like, we are fucking home here.
Yeah.
And I almost started celebrating midway through, but didn't go the early crow. The next 30 was slow. Like slow.
Right.
I'm talking, we've got to 80 and it's like, so we probably got to 70 and Jaden yelled 15 and I was like, fuck. We got to 80 and it was like 10. And I was like, go, go, go. And then it was like 5, 82, 83, 84, bang, bang. Because
JK was in there.
Yeah, Jake, Kenneth got in there. He tried to time it to be 89. But what happened was the Fisters were at the front. Yes. Fisters were the first crew. And then 80 came around and the Fisters got back involved and they were lightning quick. So the Fisters got a double hug and then it came with 5, 4, 3, just went bang, bang, 81, 82, 83, 84, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And we got either 89 or 90, but yeah, the record has been beaten. We beat it by one. It was fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, it was bloody good. Five time now.
Yeah, that's five. So far, I hold the world record for the fastest time to type the alphabet with my nose.
The dumbest shit ever.
The most blueberries eaten in 3 minutes. the fastest time to remove 5 Jenga blocks with my tongue. The most coin flips in 30 seconds. And most people hugged in a minute.
Really? Wow. And
I got a bag.
You also, with the book stacking.
Yeah, the book stacking was close. But
very close.
Yeah, I did it.
We'll come back for that.
I broke what was on the Instagram, but the actual record was better. So I'm going to have to come back to that.
Okay.
Right.
So I should be 6. We think I'm 6, but I'm actually 5.
We're 5.
After you completed the record, I was so pumped that I just grabbed the first person that I saw and lifted them in the air, and it happened to just be Josh Kennedy.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I was just holding him up in the air, bouncing him up and down.
Please tell me there is a picture of Josh Kennedy and his son, Dan, carrying him around.
It was great. I don't know where I got the strength from, but it was
pumped. Brilliant. I got lifted in the air. I was getting aggressively hip and shouldered the whole way through because, like, they've got to be coming quick. So I was catching a few tackles. One bloke, like, viciously grabbed my cock and balls.
Yeah.
That was Luke Finkeldy.
Yeah, respect. He came up to me afterwards and said, I just thought I'd go for it. And I was like, hey, mate, respect.
It was great. It was a big, you know, the responsibility. Look, you had to be good, but it was more about the people.
Yeah, well, God, yeah. It was all about the people. That was the people's record.
So if you did come down, there's a lot of Backchat fans really there, fun. A lot of Shuttle Footy cast guys down there as well, and girls. Lots of people down there, so we do appreciate everyone coming out. So thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Now, before we move on to this, I think this is half a decent story here, right? Mm. So amongst of all the world records and Josh Kennedy and Matt Pavlich, it's Wharfie time, by the way, just in case you didn't know, it is actually Wharfie time. Up the coasters, of course, the beer coasters. We love them, Shelter and Beer Coasters. If you want to buy them, backchatstudios.com.au. Amongst all of this stuff, there was this moment, you know, somewhere between 8 and probably 14 beers, where I started having a chat to this young fella that was there. So when I first saw him on the night, it was just an instant reaction. I was like, fucking hell, mate. Like, do you play footy? Like, he just looked like a good footballer.
Yep.
And he's just standing in the bar, mind his own business.
Yeah.
Anyway, started chatting to him a fair bit later on in the night.
It was Josh Kennedy.
No, his name was Luke, and had a great chat to him. He was a
Lukey boy.
Yeah, he was a really, like, I just really liked his vibe, and I was spot on. He was a footy player, he was a backman, and he told me he really wanted to take his football to sort of a new level. And he wanted to play waffle, he wanted to play AFL.
Respect.
Luke's 9-8, right?
Got to get around
here. Yeah, and he said, mate, I've been playing in Thornley and a couple of other clubs, and I don't know how to get in front of, you know, waffle selectors. I don't really know how it works. I said, I don't really know either, but, like, how does the pathway work? Like, who's your waffle club?
Yeah.
And he said, Perth. This is literally like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And you've said, from 8 to 14.
Yeah, correct. And I've said, mate, I don't really know how it works either, but let's just fucking ring Peter German. He's the coach of Perth. And he's like, oh, right. And I was like, mate, like, just a life lesson. Like, you want something, just fucking go straight for it. Don't fuck around with all the middlemen. Like, if you want to go play for Perth, speak to the head coach.
So hang on a minute. So this guy is not at a waffle club.
Yep.
He's got aspirations to play waffle and AFL.
Yep.
I'm the captain of East Perth and you didn't send him my way.
Wow. You just fed. What if he is the next Sandro
medalist? I will feed this back to you.
Understood.
I will feed this back to you. You'd left by this stage.
That's fair.
Because you fucking smoke bombed.
That's fair enough.
Yep, didn't you?
You got frozen yogurt.
So this was right towards the end of the night.
Understood.
So we can put you in touch. So we can, I can bring him back.
Yeah, bring him back. depending on how he went.
The caveat of all this is right. I gave all this advice, and I said, "Luke, if we get to speak to the coach, and we get if you're no good at footy, mate, because you're standing in the bar right now, you're not going to make it. Right? You can't play AFL if you're not good at footy."
Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah.
But he had a great attitude. I text Adrian Barrich on the at Leedy. Said Barra, give
I've
me
got someone. Give for
me,
you.
Oh, mate, I said, mate, I found someone. President of
football club.
President of Perth. Yep. He goes. I said, I need the coach's number. Straight to me. I gave Luke Peter German's number, and I told him to call him today. I don't know if he has yet. So you might be a little bit. We can might be able to get him down East Perth.
There could be a bidding war.
I've got a question.
If Luke hasn't called Germo today, I don't want him.
What was that?
You've given him the number. It's like, hey mate, I want it. I'll go get it. If he's called Germo and Germo said no, well then yes, I'll have him.
Okay.
But if he doesn't have the stones to have picked up the phone and called Germo,
right? That's
a big phone call. Luke. Hey mate,
it's Luke.
So Luke texts me. Luke texts me first thing this morning, 9 a.m. and said, "Mate, it's great to chat to you. Thank you for organising. I'm going to give Pet a call today." So I haven't had an update. But
can we call him right
but,
now?
But no, but Luke. So just say Luke from Leaderville. Can he come down and try today's Perth or not?
He can get in touch with me, who will put in touch with Warren, and then yes, he can come down.
Is that right? Yeah.
What about me?
Yeah, if you were good enough,
Well, you haven't seen me.
I want Luke down at East Perth now. But what if he's aligned to Perth?
Doesn't matter. If you're not already in the system and you're past the age of 18, you can play.
Do you like that story?
Right.
I like that story.
Yeah, that's good.
I think it'd be a brilliant story if he plays AFL.
Imagine if he wins the back chat back in the year. Wow. Imagine if he wins the Jack Buckley.
Wow.
Wow.
Look, Hammer, you've always been big on segues and know your way around a podcast.
Yes.
And talking about the Jack Buckley, talking about the back chat Backman of the year. We are very lucky, ladies and gentlemen, to be joined on the podcast ahead of the Derby by the captain of the Fremantle Dockers, Alex Bloody.
Sorry,
Pierce.
I gotta go pee for 10 minutes.
Okay, thanks to ID Athletic, our good friends over there.
Mm.
It just keeps getting bigger and better here at Backchat.
Every week.
We are joined by the captain of the Fremantle Dockers, the captain of the back line, the king of the backs, the king of the north, the king of the east, the king of the west. He's the king, Alex Pierce. He bloody joins us. Hello, mate.
Thanks for having us, fellas. It's a pleasure, as always.
Fist up, mate. Good to see you. You have one of these, a golden fist. Alex Rance, 2016, this one. You got one of these?
No, haven't got the golden fist just yet.
That's okay.
Well, that's fine because it is an absolute defunct award at present. We have midfielders giving votes to Backman in inverted commas.
Other midfielders, let's
but
be honest.
You can rest assured, and I know you love the team here at Backchat, that we are looking after true Backman. And I will start with this. It is a great honour to tell you that you are leading the Backchat Backman of the Year for 2024. Yeah. Here we go. Hits the leaderboard with 3 votes last week. Back-to-back threes for Piercy.
Well done.
How do you feel, mate?
Thank you. Look, I did know I was leading. Obviously, I couldn't ignore the groundswell of attention that it's gotten over the last few days. So trying to keep things under wraps, I'm well aware that we're only light portion into the season, so I'm not going to get ahead of myself.
Good. It doesn't sound like you are. So there's the Jack Buckley medal Dan is holding. So, I mean, we don't need to show him. He knows about it, clearly.
Just a bit of inspo for you.
So Jack Buckley was the inaugural winner last year. Does that tick a few boxes, a Jack Buckley type as a backman? You know, you are a fellow backman. Does some things he do? Do you enjoy how he goes about it?
Yeah, he's a good, honest man, Jack. He's a good fella off the field too, but he does all the hard stuff, which is what we love. A bit potentially undersized as well, and just gets it done, just gets a fingernail in, which, look, he's a fullback.
Mate, talk about your season. You've started exceptionally well. Always big fans here at Backchat, but there was a bit of pressure last year after some losses for Freo, but you personally, mate, look like you've gone to a new level. What's that on the back of? Is that physical? Is it mental? Is it team? Is it everything? Talk to about your game.
Yeah, it's probably a few things. There's definitely some physical. I'm feeling as healthy as what I've been the past 2 seasons. Although I haven't missed many games, I haven't been overly healthy. So I think I haven't missed a training session yet, which is something I wasn't doing a lot of last year. And I think just having another 12 months in the role as captain as well, it's just helped me feel sort of settled. It was all there was a fair bit of change last year, particularly like only a couple of weeks out from the season. So I feel like as a group, like there's just a lot of trust and confidence in each other. And I think that sort of, that helps. I feel like I'm able to play with a lot of freedom and not worry about too much, not not trying to do too much as a skipper, just get out there and do my thing.
The other thing as well, PC, I don't know if you're aware, but you are our sponsored athlete for 2024 from Fremantle Dockers. We still haven't sent out our sponsorship packs. I don't know if you're getting much benefit, but even just the energy that we're sending out as you being our sponsored guy, hopefully that's contributing to some early success too.
Yeah, clearly. It's actually the first I've heard about that, but it must be subliminally just like working away in the background.
Absolutely.
Whenever that pack arrives, like look out, it'll be go to another level.
Well, all I can say on the back of that, Dan, is, you've played, how many years have you been in the system, Alex? What's this, year 10?
Number 11 this year.
All right, so year 11. So 10 years you haven't been a Backchat sponsored athlete, and the year you do, you're leading the Backchat Backman of the Year Award. So
there you go.
You only have to put two and two together, mate.
Simple.
I saw in the background there you have the Jack Jumpers scarf. Pretty pumped after winning. They were in the grand final this season. That must be good as a Tassie fella.
Yeah. And I'm a big Jackies fan. Been a member since their first year in the comp, and yeah, managed to get to the semi final game against Perth, which I actually went with another mate from Tassie, and I think we were the only two wearing the Jack Jumpers jerseys in the crowd, copped a couple of looks and just a few little chirps on the way to the seats. But leaving the game, there wasn't too much said. So I was one of the few happy fans after that one. But yeah, no, stoked with that win.
How's the back line been looking for Freo, mate? Luke Ryan in very good form. Jordan Clark, career best. I think he's been outstanding this year. Benefiting, of course, probably from some midfield pressure up the ground, but it looks like you boys are sorting it out back down there.
Yeah, it's been a good start. I think it's another year of not too much change, to be honest. Like myself and Luke have played a lot of footy together, and now, yeah, Clarkie into his third year maybe with us. Brandon Walker, I think, to come back from his pretty significant injury at the back end of last year, and I think he had a great game on the weekend. So, yeah, I think everyone's doing their part. It is handy. The mids are playing well. It's handy having Hayden Young in the midfield, a former defender, just someone with a bit of defensive presence there and not all out attack. So look, I've always thought if we can just get as many defenders as we can up the ground, then yeah, that'll improve us as a team. So yeah, we'll just see who else we can swing up out the ground.
Hey, look, I hesitate to ask this question because I do know how you'll feel about it, given I've been in your position before. You blanketed Charlie Dixon on the weekend. I was thinking about ways we could ask about the games. We've heard a lot in the media about you've lost a couple of games you should have won or could have won or whatever it is. Who cares? Not who cares, but you know what I mean. Charlie Dixon, you're all over him. Don't see him in most of the game. And then he bobs up and takes a massive contested mark late in that game. Can you just talk to the audience about how that feels as a key back? You know, really, really being on top of an opponent, but you know, whether it's a lapse in judgment or whatever it is, one moment and kicks a goal and ultimately lose by under that goal?
Yeah, something that, you obviously know well. Like you can play, the best game of your life, but if you make one mistake and they kick a goal and it's an important one, then, you just feel a bit responsible. And, there was a couple of moments in that last quarter, but obviously particularly that one, it's tough. It's a reminder never to switch off. And, like, it's something we speak a lot about as a back. Like trying to make sure that after every goal, no matter what, we're like resetting and making sure that we're ready for that next contest and expecting the worst. But yeah, it was tough. I mean, two weeks in a row when it's like down to the wire like that, and there's just a few moments that don't go our way. So it's, yeah, immediately, like following the game, there's obviously a huge disappointment, but I feel like I was able to move on pretty quick. And as a group, like the fact that we're playing well and getting ourselves into those positions, it's easier to move on and look forward because it's like we're just not that far away. If we lose by 10 goals, then all of a sudden you're searching for what it is. But
yes,
when I'm searching looking at my game back and reviewing it, it's like, geez, that's just one critical moment to just reinforce that you just can't switch off because he's a good player and he's a great contested mark. And I just, remember the contest. I thought, watching back in my head, I thought it had happened really quick and he was out of the play and I was just going to sort of float across. And I look back and it's like I take a couple of seconds and I watch the ball and all of a sudden he's behind me. And it's, happens very quick, half a second. And that's, they're through. So it's tough.
It's just brutal. Like, yeah, great insight, mate, because it's just – it's brutal. Like, you can be on for 99.9% of a game and then a forward does that. And as a backman, you think, oh, it's my fault. And I'm sure you don't think that, but you certainly lose a bit of sleep over moments like that, Daniel.
Yeah. And the other thing is with backmen here that we celebrate here on Backchat, we never condone kicking of goals. We had to
In fact, we discourage it.
We discourage it. We had to take away votes from Harris Andrews last year late when he was leading the award because he kicked a goal. But you, last game, you went forward. Like, you
were talk us through steaming out of the goal square with the arms out like plug a locket.
Yeah, the arms got chopped as well.
What's going on there? Equalising, or you just thought, I'm going to go to full forward here?
No, I just got to win the game. Just go forward and just try something. And then, yeah, I got stuck on Alir, who's obviously a good defender and some great forward. Sorry, great back craft, gives me an ear massage and chops the arms and play on. I'm not going to call it that late in the game.
That's so where you stuffed it up. You need to get forward on a midfielder, mate. You've drawn their best defender.
That's fine. Yeah, so we don't want goals kicked, but if you're going to kick a goal as a backman and it's going to be the goal to win the game at the very end, taking it on your own shoulders, we're okay with that. Acceptable. So if that comes up again, it's go for it. You've got our blessing.
Thank you.
So, Alex, before we let you go, I'm assuming we can ask this. If we can't, we can just cut it out. How's the new Vespa going? Been given some insight. Word. There's a Vespa rolling around Fremantle.
I wondered when this was first gonna pop up. The Vespa's going well. Loving cruising the streets of the Fremantle, just getting the fresh air through the hair, and it's nice, easy way to get about. Parking's good. Was cheap.
I can just imagine this, like with his helmet, the locks just flowing out
underneath, just
down Marine Terrace, South Street, somewhere down there.
Bright red.
Yeah, what color is it?
It's a light blue, actually. Quite feminine.
I'm sure you look good on it.
I was actually on the phone to JL a few weeks ago when I was buying it, and I accidentally let slip, oh, yeah, I'm just going to check out this Vespa. And he was like, hang on, what? Like, oh. I'm just looking at it. I haven't made any decisions yet. But I'll wear a helmet and I'll be right.
Yeah, correct.
You'll be fine.
Well done, mate. Brilliant stuff. We appreciate the insight and you joining us here. Backchat, back in the year leader. Don't let that go. Winning games of football important, but clearly there's a bigger prize. Premiership again, probably quite big, but the Jack Buckley medal, I'd assume, sits at the top of your list.
Absolutely. I know where my priorities lie.
Very good, mate. Have a great game on the weekend. The Derby, we probably should ask that. The Derby coming up.
I was just trying to avoid it because I feel like
tell us who's going to win. Well, we know the answer there, but the Derby, is it bigger than a normal game or how do you say it?
I guess so, yeah. I think it is just because of all the fans and the communities, they see it as bigger. So I actually haven't. Normally, like when I'm out and about, like people will sort of wish me luck or something for the Derby, and I haven't got that yet. I've probably been sort of keeping to myself and just cruising around the Vespa. But there's definitely a bit more feeling. Usually the first 10 minutes are pretty hardcore, no matter what ladder position or what's going on. It's always intense. So, yeah, look, it always means a little bit more to win it, but the same thing is required in this plan. Playing good footy, which is what we've been doing, so that'll be the goal.
You certainly have, mate.
That's the beauty of being a good team right now, that you get to just say, yeah, Derby's just like any other game. Go in and do our normal thing.
You roll that out. It's very good media training. Well done. Well done. Good luck. I think the true boss move would be rocking it up at Optus Stadium on your light blue vest before the Derby, but we'll leave that one in your hands.
Flag flapping behind you.
That's it. I don't have to take the freeway just yet. But
good work, mate. Thanks very much. Good luck for the year.
Thanks, fellas.
Our good friends at ID Athletic bringing you Alex Pearce, the captain, and more importantly, the leader of the Backchat Buckley.
Buckley, Backchat Backman of the Year.
You can tell that got him up and about as well.
Oh God, he's very excited.
Yep, very excited.
Almost as excited as the Vespa. Now, we've just had sent a text message through my good friend Mark Reddings.
Skate.
It was at the Derby. It was at the Derby previews off the beers at the moment. It's on the waters.
Was he good on him? Oh, it was for a long time, so whatever.
He goes, everyone happy with last night? Question mark. It was chockers. How good? He goes, I could hear Hammer on the mic when I left 300 metres away. I was in Mount Hawthorne. I could still hear him going. He was absolutely fucking flying.
Yes. Yes, I was, Mark.
He was screaming at one stage in the microphone.
Yep.
Let's make a fucking world record. Okay, I forgot to show this video before we chatted to Piercy. Let's have a little look at what you missed out on last night from the Derby Preview Shelter Back Chat Ale launch.
Hotel. That's me. I'm in a pine. That's Nick.
That's Nick getting excited. That's Frank Agostino.
Oh, that's Tom. That's man, I'm not sure. That's
it was. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, heaps.
A couple of ball bastards up on stage.
There's Kenners.
There's Dan was looking at his dad just then.
Bose, that's me. that was me screaming.
Fisters.
That's Kenners having a beer.
We get a little bit of a hug action.
That's Jorgen. Jorgen. That's me hugging. And that's me celebrating. Very difficult to understand that if you're not watching the YouTube. But you're listening to this.
We're just saying things.
That's
Jorgen.
That was a very visual part.
Who's Jorgen? For anyone.
Was he Bulgarian?
Jorden.
It's Jordan with a Y, and he's from Bulgaria, Jordan. And he won a prize.
So he won a prize, Jordan and was Hammer Bulgarian. Was sizzling.
So right? There was three sheets, and it was like, I said, Kenners was giving the prize. Kenners was coming up. I was like, Kenners, pick a number between 1 and 3. Two. Threw the other two sheets on the floor. Number between 1 and 40, there's 40 names on the list. 25, and I just counted. Anyway, got to 25. And I couldn't have picked it. It was like Jordan Netcalf or something. I was like, the hardest name on the sheet. Oh, anyway, Bulgarian Jordan.
Where's your J gone, Jordan? Bring back the J. Give us a consonant.
Give us the consonant.
Why is a consonant?
People love Alex Pierce interview on YouTube. A lot of people calling him Jesus.
He does look like Jesus.
Look very holy there. The little light in the background, little halo on top.
I think Jesus
had
a nose ring as well.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it.
Vespa Jesus is a good nickname that I think has been thrown around.
The rock rolled off the tomb on day 3 and rode out on the Vespa. Resurrected, just doing skids on his blue vest.
Oh, well, the Wailing Wall is doing the little skiddies. No worries. Dan, I just realized you're in a long sleeve West Coast jumper.
Of course. All right, it's Derby Week. Got to get behind the team.
So you're just
the boys
wearing this.
Wrapping about.
All week? Or?
Yeah. No, I'm just wearing it now for the podcast. Right. But I'm going to the game tomorrow. I'm trying to figure out what to wear. What I'm probably going to wear is my Up the Coasters t-shirt, which you can then now also buy on backchatstudios.com.au.
I think you should wear that.
Because I like coasters.
Wear that. And why are you wearing jeans?
Well, Adam Papalia.
Right question.
Adam Papalia.
Why are you wearing jeans?
Probably the best caller in the game.
Yep, he's right up there.
Right up there.
Brilliant.
Noticed sort of the gap between my legs and how pasty my skin is, and like it's a lot of hair down there as well. So that was what I was wearing shorts on Monday and brought it up. So I thought I'd better cover up.
Okay.
So long sleeves, jeans.
So you've let Adam shame you into wearing long sleeves all over.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like me and Adam have similar body builds. So
he doesn't have the calves you do, mate.
No, he doesn't have the calves, but I got to respect the feedback. I took it on and...
You may as well be wearing a rash vest, and I bloody love it. Now, let's have a little look at the Derby, I think, boys. We've got a fair Western flavor over here, right? Freo on West Coast. How do we think this one's going to go? I want to start with selection, right? So there's some big selection stuff going on. Sam Switkowski back in the side. We love Switter. We love him.
We do.
But the big fella, big swaggy.
Yep, Sean Darcy.
Comes back into the side. Who's
your
been,
man, the Geelong Falcon.
That is correct, the McTurner Footy Factory. Who's been dropped? Matt Tabata has been...
Managed.
Yeah, he could be going, a little ankle injury. Or he's just getting managed.
So Sam Switkowski is out, I should say. Sam Sturt is in. That's correct.
Switkowski's out, Sam Sturt is in.
Yes, correct.
Sam's, too many Sam's.
I got this S's.
Heaps of Sam's. Sam Sturt, lovely.
They're both double S's.
Double S's, yeah. Great guy.
What's that called? Is that alliteration?
It is.
Yep.
So Matt Tabata managed. Do you reckon... JL's put him in after Tab's doing pretty much sweet fuck all for the last couple of weeks. And has he gone, we're just going to manage you this week? Or you dropped?
He's saying, sorry, mate, we're not picking
Does my head in. Anyway, on the other side of the table, I just want to play a little bit from the Shelter Footy Cast, which Mark Rennings and myself host Mondays and Thursdays. It was what I had to say about the West Coast Eagles selection coming up this week. This is before the teams came out.
Yep.
It would... just shock me, and I'll be so disappointed if Liam Ryan or Dom Shee play in this game.
West Coast, for mine, have to have learnt their lessons from the past. Okay, Liam Ryan and Dom Shee might be in your starting 22.
they need another week in the waffle.
Yep.
Playing these guys at AFL level does not help them from an injury perspective. If they lose Liam Ryan to another injury,
because he's at the
top level, there is a difference in intensity between waffle and AFL. That's why blokes are paid a lot more money to play AFL.
Here's a rare case in the last 2 years. They can reward the group that did well last week.
As they should.
As they should. So I think it's incumbent upon Simo and everyone at the Eagles. I mean, you can prove the side.
Selection integrity.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called selection integrity.
So they win and win well. You can't go drop five blokes.
Am I spot on there?
You are.
And then they named Dom Shade.
Yeah, they've named Shader.
Why? Why would they do that?
He's a sub.
Do you think he doesn't
actually,
he doesn't
play?
He
has to be the sub.
He'll be the sub.
You cannot play. He's barely played in 2 years.
But he'll be the sub. Even if he is a sub, why wouldn't you just let him play? Like, if he's a sub, then he can't play.
Well, the question would be who else is there?
Well,
so,
they're not playing a waffle game this week.
The other emerging.
Yesterday. Are they playing Peel in the opener? Yeah, they are, definitely.
They're playing at Optus.
They're playing at Optus before the game.
So Jermaine Jones is in the waffle. He seems to be out of favour, not out of, you know, he's not out of injury.
He's been okay.
Yeah, but you could play him for Luke Edwards. Yeah. Harvey Johnson, who he's going okay. He's new to the club.
Yep.
And then you're going to have Dom Sheed as the sub. Ryan Marrick's going to play a full game. Is that what we're thinking?
Yep.
That's what it probably looks like. I don't know. How do we see this game going, boys?
I think so Pierce said even in the interview there, the first 10 minutes, I reckon Eagles just throw everything at them first quarter. Could be tight, but I can't imagine after halftime they're in, I don't know, five, six goals.
That's some faith.
I think we'll start well.
Yeah. Well, you've started well every game this year.
Yeah.
I think that goes very much the same trend. I think the Eagles will be right in and amongst it until halfway through the second quarter. And then they will just get their pants pulled down and bent over the table and just fucked. West Coast are going to lose this game by 80 plus points.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be just a vicious assault of Fremantle's forward prowess.
80 points.
I think they're going to get royally fucked.
Someone clip that up for social media when West Coast win this game. That'll be brilliant. Yeah. They're not going to win.
I don't think they're going to win. I'm trying to see the line.
I think the line's 54.
Who's winning the medal?
Luke Jackson.
I keep saying Luke Jackson. Why do we think that? I keep saying that as well.
Because he's going to be too good in the ruck when he goes in there.
He'll only be in there for, I would say, 50%.
Well, Sean Darcy's not going to come back in and play a full game.
No, he's not. Absolutely not.
So he'll be too good in the ruck and he'll be...
Does he get a hold of Tom Barras, does he?
I don't know if he plays on Tom Barras.
Does he get a hold of Jeremy McGovern?
I think Jeremy McGovern will just drift off him.
Does he get a hold of Josh Rotham?
Yes.
We love Rothy.
He doesn't go to Rothy.
Yeah,
okay. Rothy won't go to him. Rothy will just be bouncing ping pong and kangarooing off the halfback flank.
The line's at 33. I think that's respectable.
Oh, gee whiz.
33.
Gamble responsibly, but take the fucking overs. Oh boy.
Get on that.
No. Luke Johnson says up the coasters by 8 points. Harley for the medal. Harley Reid. Like, there's no way an Eagles player wins the medal.
They're
not going to win.
Where I will do Monday's podcast in my jocks.
If
West Coast win and Harley Reid wins the medal, I'll do Monday's podcast in my jocks.
Great. Okay. I don't think there's a great chance of you being in your jocks.
Horrible chance.
Yeah, correct.
Horrible chance.
All right, perfect. I think I'm going to go with Brayshaw just because you sit next to me.
May as well.
Let's get to this. Let's move on here, boys. Let's get out of the derby. I need to be brought back to life here because, as I said, I'm quite hungover.
Sure.
I think one of the great inclusions in this podcast has been a segment that's been running for 1 week.
This would be its third iteration.
Right. Did I miss one?
Yeah, we had a week, had a break, came back.
Okay.
And now, because the footy's not on, we can just roll straight back into it.
We need a sting for this demo. So when you have a bit of time, mate, I'd love to get a bit of a sting for hammer ranks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We get real inventive here, don't we? We just put a hammer in front of something.
Yeah,
and then
we do. Hammer ranks, hammer swings.
By the way, hammer swings. It's live on YouTube.
Hammer
There's
shags,
no videos
the
there right
down.
Now. But if you go subscribe, as soon as the first video comes up, it will be there.
Yeah. Hammer ranks.
Hammer
Tell
ranks.
Me what are we doing here.
So this one was...
So what is hammer ranks?
Hammer ranks. I just rank things 5 through 1.
Good.
It can be a range of any topic. Nick and I just sort of... We spitball. I get a text on a Friday. It's hammer ranks day. Sweet. What are we thinking about? Anyway, Nick's come up with a few in the past, and I've come up with today's one. And it can just be as random or as rogue as anything. And today's is the movie The Revenant.
Mm.
I saw an Instagram reel. Something popped up on the other day, and I was like, geez, that's a good movie. I've seen it once, and I was like, that's a great film.
What is The Revenant?
The Revenant is with Leonardo DiCaprio. So the premise of the movie is this guy goes out and he gets...
In the snow or something.
Yeah, they're in the snow. It's like it's a...
Back
not,
in the day.
Back in the day. It's like the late 1800s or something. They're just cruising around. They've got all these like elk skins.
Tom Hardy in this.
Tom Hardy's in it. Yeah,
great movie.
Tremendous film. I'm pretty sure it was Leo's first Oscar.
It's the Revenant. Brilliant.
Leonardo DiCaprio's first Oscar, The Revenant. He's cruising around. It's like 3 hours long. Anyway, the bulk of this movie is he's gone out with a big crew to get all these things, elk skins, I think they are. Come back.
Why?
Just cause.
No, they're out in the
middle of nowhere. Just for clothes.
Just for stuff. Anyway, Leo is...
Sounds fun.
He's trekking back. He's trekking back home and gets...
He gets
brutally assaulted by a grizzly bear.
A little bit similar to the scenes we're going to see in the Derby tomorrow.
Like, oh, I'm talking...
Ravaged.
Ravaged by this grizzly bear. And, like, it is savage. Like, and the movie does a very, very good job of it.
Making
but
it
this
real.
Bear just, like, fucks him. Like, eats him in half, scratches his back. You think it's done for a minute. Leo's laying down in the ditch. The bear comes back. It's, like, just a full-on...
So it doesn't kill him?
No. It gets him to within an inch of his life. Leo is just dead there, fucked because of this bear that's annihilated him. Bear fucks off. Leo's just sitting there like, oh, geez, how good is this? It's fucking snowing. It's like negative 50 degrees. I'm tired. It's like 1880. I don't have any
weather.
I'm fucked. I am fucked. Wish the bear had just done it. Anyway, the bear didn't do it. Leo survived. And it's like, he's like laying in this ditch for ages. Finally gets the strength to get going. And it's like, he has to crawl and find his way back to this fucking... American Indian hut camp, and it's like, it's just fucked. It's just, the fact that he survived is incredible.
Right, so what does this have to do with Hammer Ranks?
So I thought to myself, a great film. And I thought to myself, you know what would be a great Hammer Ranks? The top five AFL players, current or past, that would be most likely to survive a Revenant situation.
Jeepers.
So I have ranked my top five AFL players, past or current, that I think would survive in that same situation.
So without further ado, the list that everyone has been waiting for.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ages. So I've given you two the
initials.
I've given you the initials. Number five is ST, so off the top of your head.
I've gone with Sam Taylor. I went with Scott Thompson of the Kangaroos variety.
Yes. You are very close. It is Scott Thompson of the Adelaide.
Oh, Bowl. You are kidding me.
So let's
me.
First roll with Scott Thompson of the
That's
Adelaide.
Good.
Bowl. That was an incredible get by you. So here's my thoughts on Scott. Not a massive man. Like, not huge.
Looks strong.
In terms
Tall.
Of height. Not
stature.
Yeah, stature-wise. But he is cut like a park statue. Mm. What I'm thinking from this is he played 300 games. Durable as anything.
Yep. Yep.
Gets in and under. Like, a bear's a hard fight. No question about it. I don't think Scott's beating the bear. Leo didn't beat the bear. But I think Scott is able to hang in enough and dig in enough to find his way. If he survives, which I think he will, I reckon he's got the fortitude to grit it out and find his way back home.
You sound like a real fan of Scott Thompson.
I love Scott Thompson.
Yeah, okay.
It's
best
really
triceps
rogue.
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Best triceps in the game. And Liam Duggan, I remember, shout out Shuma, was doing bicep curls at the club one day while I was there. And then he did one set of them and did like three different sets of triceps and said the best way to get good looking arms is to do triceps. Quite Scott Thompson. Anyway, so I think Scott survives.
Okay.
He's my number five. Number four, AI. Who do you think that was?
I went with Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, all I could think of was Allen Iverson. Well, but they're AFL players.
Shout out the big Russian, or chicken now because it's a little bit touchy. But Alex Ischenko, number four. We've gone black.
That's okay.
Alex Ishchenko.
So this is like the
there he is, the
big Russian.
Yeah, we're talking like, you want to fight a bear? Yeah. This man's fighting a bear.
He looks like a bear.
I think Russian's going toe-to-toe with the bear. I think he's going at him. He's going to throw a couple of jabs. The bear's probably going to get it done. But I don't think we're going to sustain as much damage as Leo did in the film. And I think we're going to be able to find our way into a level.
Who did he play for?
He played at West Coast and then he played at North Melbourne.
Wow.
Did he play at West Coast?
Yeah, he did. He was, I think, in the inaugural team at West Coast, Russian, and lived like not far away from me. And also, there's a funny story about his dog dying, but I probably shouldn't say.
What?
A bit of a weird story. He.
You going to go into it or not?
Yeah, I'm going to. Anyway.
You tell it.
He was looking after his mother-in-law's dog.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, this thing got out and like got ran over and died and had to call his mother-in-law. How's the dog? Ah, I got some bad news.
What?
Come on, that sounds... It's dead.
That's the story.
That's the story.
You're a fucking idiot.
Anyway, for that reason, I think the Big Rush would, he'd survive. Number three. MM.
I went Mick Martin.
There's only one MM, and you are correct.
Yeah, Mick Martin.
Mick Martin. Well done.
He's gone. Just be careful with the attachment. Yeah,
can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
He's already gone toe to toe with the bear. That's him post fight with the bear. He's stitched up. He's got the cleft lip. He's ready to go. The bear will be. He's just imagining. He's walking out there thinking, all right, this bear's Tony Lockett. He's going to try and kick 10 on me, and I'm going to fuck the bear. The bear goes through him, one, two, three, and I think he gets it done.
He's just an ugly man, Mick Martin. And I tell you what, every North Melbourne player we speak to
tells a great Mick Martin story.
With the voice.
So I'd love to add a bear story to it.
Yeah, I think if Mick Martin was to, I think he's the most likely to beat the bear in a fight. So my other guys have been survivors. So Russian just is like big enough to beat the bear. I think Mick's like mongrel enough to physically get the bear.
Yes.
I think Russian still lost to the bear but didn't take enough damage. Mick beats the bear. I think if you watch the video in the actual movie, it's an aggressive animal.
Yes.
But I think Mick's faced a number of aggressive animals in his life. He's also an aggressive animal.
I think also Russians do fight bears in Russia.
Yeah, they would. And he's Ukrainian, hence why we're not calling him that anymore.
Any thoughts from anyone on YouTube, mate?
Anyone?
No, sorry. I'm just I'm enamored by Hamish explaining.
Fuck me. Number two.
Number two, so.
This is SC.
SC, yeah.
Well, I did say Scott Camporeale.
You would be incorrect.
I think Sam Collins.
And then I heard Sam Collins, and I would like to take it to Scott Cummings.
It's not Scott Cummings, but it is. You are correct, Dan. This is our only current player, Scotty. Sam Taylor with the beard, the wild
Sam
man.
Collins.
No, Sam Collins.
Sam Collins.
Sam Collins. Now, where we're at with this one and the next one, we're like, no one from here on out is beating the bear in a fight. But I feel like we're talking wild man. I'm talking like, this is where it's, okay, I'm injured. Bear Grylls, how do I survive this? You get, throw me in the situation. Sam is not dying from this bear attack. Look at him.
We crossed to him, man. He effectively lived in the same environment.
Yeah,
that
he did. Exactly. He lived in 1880.
No internet connection.
Yeah, Saskatchewan or wherever.
Like
the hell the
dead animal rugs as bed sheets. Yeah.
He would come out. What I feel like for Sam is he'd be scratched, he'd be bunged up, he'd be almost dead, but would still manage to find a way to go out there and survive, which is why I've picked him at two. Has to have the beard, though. It can't be no beard Sam Collins, because no beard Sam Collins dies quickly after the attack.
Yes.
Got to be a full bearded Sam. And I just feel like he's not going to take, he'll take some substantial damage, no question. The bear's enormous. It's a grizzly bear. But he will get out of there in a timely fashion once he's recovered, and he will be able to navigate his way home.
I like it.
Number one's good.
Before you say what number one is, some people here are guessing what number one's going to be on YouTube.
I'll throw
some names.
Yep.
Well, now sort of... So, Barry Hall.
MR.
Yep.
Barry Hall.
They didn't know.
Yeah, sorry, it's MR, but no.
Barry Hall. Yep. Campbell Brown.
Nope.
Campbell Brown. Hamish could beat a bear. Barry Hall. Another Barry Hall. Shane Mumford.
Mummy could beat a bear, but it's not Mummy.
Number one has to be Patrick McGinnity. Badger eats bear.
Oh, the honey badger.
Yeah, the badger eats bear.
And then Prox_ said, if Fraser Garrick isn't in this list, it'll be criminal. He's practically a bear.
No, well, Fraser Garrick isn't a bear, but this next guy would have looked at Fraser McGarrick and eaten him for breakfast.
I've gone MR. I've thought,
you should get this.
I said Mark Rusciuto.
No,
You would have
supported him.
I would have supported him.
Yep. Potentially in his very early stages of his career before you got drafted.
I mean,
you might have played against him too.
Is that right? I'm completely rattled here.
All right.
He played for Geelong.
He played for Geelong.
This is
played for Geelong. Won a flag. Premiership player for Geelong.
I'm going to be embarrassed, no doubt.
Yeah, you will. He was
Max Rook.
Maxie Rook. My guy, Max.
That looks like a fake beard.
It's not a fake beard. Let me tell you that much for free. I think not only does... So here's where I think about Max. One, he was just a rugged defender.
Yes.
I loved him. He was one of my... Everyone thought Matt Scarlett was the best. Yeah, he was pretty good. This guy.
They flipped him forward.
Yeah,
and then turned him into a ravaging, tackling animal.
He was
animal.
Everything.
Kicked the first goal in the 2007 grand final.
I had him in the Norm Smith sweep.
I had him the first goal kicker while I was still on the list and AFL player. Don't tell anybody.
So I think not only does he... the Bear's going to... Once again, the Bear gets
not
him.
Joking.
What I think about Max, though, is he gets the scent. He gets the... Also, I should stop touching this.
Yes.
He gets the taste for Bear.
Mm.
He gets the scent of the Bear. He's like, okay, I'm going to... He doesn't just go straight home. I think, look at his eyes. He is the sort of guy will find... He'll find the trail. He'll track the Bear. He'll hunt the Bear. He'll put himself in the Bear's shoes. I'm in trouble. I'm hurt. I'm injured. I could just go back to camp. I've got a vendetta against the Bear. Max, the vendetta against Bear Rook, will go after this Bear, hunt it down, and kill it. But it won't just kill it straight away. It's going to take it. It'll take its young one at a time. It'll break his habitat down. He'll burn its bit of the forest. Get this bear on its last legs. And the bear will be thinking, fuck, what do I do here? I know who's coming after me. I should have killed this guy when I had the chance. And right then, when the bear is taking its final breath, will Max Rook just appear from behind a tree and kill the bear? My guy, Max Rook.
So my brother played football in Hamilton with Jared Rook. It was his first name. Before he changed it to Max, I think we can get Max on the podcast.
Yes. I would love to get Max
and we don't talk about football.
Yep, we just talk about politics. How would you go about one-on-one against a grizzly bear?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Max Rook. Hammer ranks.
Hammer ranks. Did anyone get Max Rook off MR?
Yeah, someone got Max Rook. Max Rook, surely. Brendan Burks, well done.
Well, shout out Brendan Burks.
People have also suggested surely Shannon Hearn should be in there, Bunga again.
Yep. Yeah, I would have Shannon Hearn.
Yep, I might have.
Someone said Kepler Bradley would just cuddle with the bear.
Yeah.
Not
what we're ranking, but sure.
No.
All right, let's move it on, fellas. We're going to get to our fines. So it's going to be Fine Fridays from now on, okay?
Sure.
You send them in, and we're going to play them if they're good. And we're going to do it on Fridays. We're not doing Monday fines. Friday fines before Friday night footy. Tonight is Adelaide Essendon.
Ripping game. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. I penciled this one in ages ago. It was like a blockbuster.
Yeah, circle it on the calendar.
Well, this is watch back chat. Have a couple of beers before you watch a good game, but it's not a good game this week. But this is Fines, Friday Fines, brought to you by West End Plumbing.
Oh, boy.
West End Plumbing.
There you go.
WA.com.au if you need any plumbing done. If you need a kitchenette put into your house,
we've got one. Yeah,
you don't want to talk to the landlords about it. Get the boys in and they'll do it. Don't worry about
that.
You know
what? You talk to the landlords about something. So one of our toilets is broken.
Dan broke it. He's clogged it up.
Clogged it up.
So just takes massive shit.
I emailed the... as you do when you're a legend.
Dan.
I emailed the landlord
Dan
and said, hey,
shit at cons.
Can you... I asked to fix the toilet. They sent some guys over. Don't know. Surely they're nice people.
We should have
used West End. But we have to go through the landlord for this.
Yeah.
They sent two guys over. They looked at it and go, oh, we'll come back next week. Thanks, boys. Should have gone to West End Plumbing.
We still have a chance.
I need a shit between now and then.
West End Plumbing, wa.com.au. That will sort all of your stuff out. Fine Fridays. Let's get into it, fellas.
G'day, fellas. It's Connor here. I just wanted to fine my mate, Sean Hatton, as we like to call him, Shatton. He's come back from site so we could get him onto a gala dinner at the Crown.
Yep.
And we've managed to, swap some flights around so he's here. Yep. And the bloke has said, I can't drink too much because I have footy the next day. Grow up, mate. Have a look at yourself. You play for the bloody reserves team. Honestly, take a good hard look at yourself. I want to give him $5. And if he doesn't have a big one, I want to make it 10. Cheers.
Yeah.
I'd love to follow that up.
I'd love to hear how Shats went.
Yeah. How did Shatsy go? Not only on the night, but how did he go fronting up the next morning for the resi?
What level of football is it not okay to have a few beers not before? Like his reserve ammo's footy, I feel like
you can have a few beers.
So
in the morning.
Does senior ammo's footy few beers? I think that still passed the pub test.
I still think that passed the pub test. I think you can go. I don't think you can go and get
waffle reserves.
Are you getting paid?
Okay if some of your reserves waffle players have beers in the front?
No,
you're not.
No, but like
that's where you're going to draw the line at your club.
Yeah, my club. I would say at Ammo's reserves, you can get pissed the night before. Ammo's seniors, you can have a few beers. I don't think you'd be able to go and get pissed if you're like playing in the seniors team for an Ammo's club. Yes. I don't think you can go and get properly pissed, but like you can go and have bottomless mimosas at brunch if you're in the resi. But just roll straight into
it. I think as long as they rock up and play well, what does it matter?
That's true.
All right, $5 going in the jar. No worries. I want to follow up on Shatton as well. Yeah, that'd be Shatty. Very good. Next one, please.
Got a $2 fine for Dan for asking William Pike, WA's top jockey, what he done his apprenticeship in.
Yes.
He's a fucking jockey. What do you think he done his apprenticeship in? Fucking mechanical. Fair dinkum. Cheers, boys.
Oh, that is such a fucking brilliant fine, and I'd forgotten about it.
So the apprenticeship is jockey?
Yes, bro. Once again, you're doubling down on it, are you?
Well, I didn't know. You can't just go to TAFE and go to jockey.
You're doubling down on it right now.
So you go to like ECU or whatever, you can go find apprenticeships in jockey.
That's not what it's not a TAFE. No, you do your apprenticeship.
What's it called? What's the official apprenticeship called?
You do
your
apprenticeship as a jockey. That's what you do.
I didn't know that.
Right.
But I certainly.
Go on. Go off at him then. Go on.
No, because
Willie Pike. Because Willie Pike goes, I've left school to become a jockey. Yeah. And we're now at 17 years old, and I'm undertaking my apprenticeship. And he spoke about the fact that all he's ever been is a jockey, and he's a little bit way into the chat. And Dan pretty much cuts him off and goes, "So,
I just simply asked, what was the apprenticeship? Like, I understand if you're a plumber, you're doing a plumbing apprenticeship, but
with West End, obviously.
But
I'm doubling that up 5 to 10 because you've absolutely defended yourself.
Go back and watch me cut him off as well.
Willie Pike, very good. Dan, still trying to find out what sort of apprenticeship he did. I wonder if he's a plumber, he can come fix the toilet. Next one, please. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Was that you?
If we could get fines, backchatpodcast.com.au/fines, if we could get that inundated with just stupid shit like that, we will play that on the podcast the entire show. That is fucking brilliant. Someone has taken their time out of their day to go to backchatpodcast.com.au/fines and sing it all in falsetto. The shittest song of all time. Is that Jake Waterman?
I think that's actually Birds of Tokyo. that could be part of our sting demo if you want to use that in there. That'd be good.
Yeah, great. Our introductory song, our outro song, whatever you need to fucking use as, please use it forever. Is that it? We got more. Okay.
Hello. My name is 3119205534171. Now I'm finding myself $2. I got the newest book in a series I've read for my birthday recently. I got it on a Saturday and finished the entire thing before the end of the Sunday. I decided to reread the entire series as I had all the books and I hadn't read it in 7 years. We went away for the Easter weekend and I decided to bring one book thinking it would be fine. I started the book at 1 p.m. on Saturday and finished it by 10 p.m. that night, meaning I had no books for the rest of the trip and still had 1.5 days left. Only a few days later, we slept over at a family member's house for the night. We were going that midday and leaving the next day in the afternoon. As I was packing, I thought about the last trip and how one book wasn't enough. Instead of packing two books and learning from my mistakes, I just bought one, thinking, she'll be right, mate. She wasn't right, mate. I finished the book that night, meaning once again, I had no books to read. I'm finding myself $2 for not just making the same mistake once, but making it again twice. Mm. Thanks to West End Plumbing for sponsoring the fine segment.
Brilliant finish.
You still going?
Oh,
I thought we were still going.
He was. I heard him. There was a little bit at the end.
Bit. I've got one more fine here on YouTube from Belly that says live fine. I fined myself for the cost of the ticket of the Derby preview, which I bought, but couldn't rock up due to being sick with terrible hives. Sorry, Belly.
So he's copped the $20, no free beer, and he's got hives. Yeah. And then he's what? Yeah, how much he fined himself?
Fine himself. Just says live fine.
So, I'd like to know an amount because he's cost himself $25. Yeah, his hives fixed up as well. I'm not quite sure where the book fine was.
I don't read very many books.
No, but it sounded like it was a rapid pace.
Oh yeah, it was quick.
He was knocking off books daily.
That's impressive.
That was it. It was read at times too.
And his name
was
a bunch of numbers. And he said, try to figure it out. I have no clue. I try to figure it out.
Oh, that's what he says at the end.
Yeah.
We heard this.
Try and figure it out.
Can you actually, one more time.
So before we play it, So listening on YouTube right now, you need to he's saying what his name is, but it's in code or phonetics.
Dewey
or
Decimal
something.
System. Or something,
yeah, correct.
Hello, my name is 3119205543417.
Fucking hell. All right, now
I'm finding
again.
Myself two bucks.
Paste it in YouTube chat.
One more.
I've got the newest book.
Hang on. What is the number?
Go again.
A series I read for my birthday recently.
Okay.
I'll tell you what the number is. It's 3119205543417.
All right. Okay. You'll be
I try to tip it upside down like a calculator. It doesn't spell anything.
That is fine.
It doesn't spell boobs.
Thanks to West End Plumbing. My name is Boobs. Thanks to West End Plumbing. West End Plumbing, wa.com.au. If you need any plumbing sorted out, make sure you do that. Both commercial and residential, mind you. Now, Nicholas, I only see one here, but if there's meant to be more, you let me know. It's time for You Send It. We hardly read it.
Yes, we do.
Look, we only get the very best ones here, but if you want to send us an email, we'd love to hear from you. hello@backchatpodcast.com.au will get you there. You know what? Send it hello@backchatstudios.com.au get you there as well. This one's from Dean Haywood. Daniel?
I was driving from Geelong to Warrnambool.
I'd like the intro. I mean,
Call it Warrnambool?
I mean, I'd like the intro.
Oh, good morning, you team of champions. Sorry, it's weirdly in a small font. I was driving to Geelong from Warrnambool this morning, listening to episode number 152. It was brilliant to hear Dan the Man get excited to do the mug.
Oh, yes. This is our mug man.
Let me know how much and how to pay you guys, your legends. I'll update with a photo of the mug display later. Cheers, guys. Dean Haywood. Dean, send us a photo that you want on the mug. We'll get it printed. I'll sell it to
so
you.
So what is happening here? We're going to go down and get a mug done.
I think so. I think that's what he collects mugs. He has hundreds of them and he wants a back chat one.
Okay. I'm very excited to see the collection, Dean. Can't wait. Thank you, mate. Now, there's no other emails? Okay, thank you, Nick. And you didn't get a microphone today? Okay, no microphone
today. Mug collection.
A couple of mugs.
Like, yeah.
Boys, Adelaide Essendon, not too far away. If you're live on YouTube, you'll be settling in for the footy in about 15 minutes'
yes,
time.
Yes, you will be. Cracking game.
Look, thanks to Tab Touch.
I respect. Shit out of Tab Touch.
We don't need to put them on, but yep. Our very good friends at Tab Touch. Look, there's no special market today, but I would just like collectively, why don't we just come up with something to put on to happen first? What are we going to get on? Our friends at Tap Touch, download the Tap Touch app and make sure you get involved there. What do we want to happen in this Adelaide Essendon game early? Early days. I think first goal kicker. We're going to have a little look at it.
First goal's always fun.
Yeah, but I don't mean team.
I think Langford kicks the first goal. Kyle Langford kicks the first goal for Essendon.
I think Isaac Rankin kicks the first goal.
Okay.
So if one of those two things happen,
yep.
And you put money on it.
I'm going to go Jake Stringer. Okay, we got
the
three
package.
The package. The back chat package. sponsored by Tab Touch. That would be rapid work to get one out in 4 minutes if they can get that live. I don't think they can. That having been said, though, obviously gamble responsibly, I think.
Right. Yeah, 158-158. Give him a call. Do you want me to read it properly? Dan looked at me like, mate.
No, I just don't know what 158-158 is.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.
And Damo, hit us with it, please.
You've got the touch.
Flying high, yeah.
You've got the power.
You're flying high.
That is bloody absolutely brilliant.
Oh boy.
Just a little backman update for tonight's game, I will say.
Yes.
Our boy, right, Adelaide. Right. Can you remember where we've been going with Adelaide? Nick Murray was at started. He's done a hammy 10.
Nick Murray did a string.
Right. He did a hammy 10 and out for 14 weeks. We moved our cards, I believe, to Jordan Butts.
Yes, we did, Buttsy. Where's Buttsy at?
He's injured.
Oh, no.
He's been injured. But our third string, nay, our first string, James Borlase.
The Borlase's back.
He's back in the side.
The Borlase Express.
Like him. And I like Adelaide's back line. So I got to watch it properly in the Carlton game. Michelinie. Like him a lot. Boys, we're pretty much done and dusted.
That's good.
Big thank you to our sponsors, of course, powered by Paywise. This year, Paywise, they're sorting you out from salary packaging all the way to novatetting yourself leases. We're doing some special filming for Paywise and Fleet Network. during the week next week. I don't know if you're involved at all, Hammer, but we're going to
do anything, so I hope not.
Hey, good friends of the family, Tab Touch. Make sure you download the Tab Touch app. Shelter Brewing Co., the best beers, clearly. Backshot
in
Ale.
The world ever.
Whippersnapper Whiskey.
There's not much left if
best
you do want to buy
ever.
Best in the world, actually, is. Mm. And something brewing with Whippersnapper Whiskey, I will say. Ooh. Something special. Big meeting with Whippersnapper.
Bet you couldn't guess what it is.
Bet you it's a whiskey.
We're going to be making something with Whippersnapper.
Backshot Ale. With Shelter and something special with Whippersnapper.
ID Athletic. If you want any of your stuff, mate, the footy season's about to start. You better, if you don't have your jumpers made, you better go and see ID Athletic. I'll tell you that right now.
Shirts and skins.
Mumba Digital, you want a website done, see them.
Oh, yeah.
West End Plumbing, you want your pipes clean? You know where to bloody go.
Shit, yeah, you do.
Sign up as a Patreon. Very good. Backchatpodcast.com.au or backchatstudios.com.au. And in celebration, Hammer.
Yes.
Make sure you're signed up and make sure you subscribe on YouTube. Make
Why
sure
wouldn't you?
Wherever you're listening, you give us a big 5-star. Yeah, right?
Nice.
Please. That'd be great.
What does that do?
I was about to ask the same. I hear everyone say it. We never say it. What does it do?
It tells YouTube that this is good stuff and we're going to show it to more people.
Right. If you think we're good, you should sign up as a Patreon. Because you love us.
And
then I'd rather you sign up as a VIP.
Yeah.
Then give me a 5-star Google review.
Yeah.
Like,
5-star review would be nice too.
Backchat double _ across everywhere.
Yeah.
In celebration of its Derby Week, in celebration of the fact that it's West Coast v Fremantle, we are going to take a look at, as we finish the show today, some of the best Derby memories right here on the podcast, Backchat, over the last couple of years. You clip this up, Dan. I don't know what we're showing.
This is Sean McManus. This is Matthew Pavlich talking mostly about the Demolition Derby of 2000.
Oh.
Some good stories out of that. And then some later stuff, some Derby stuff with Pav. It's really good.
Yep. Have a watch. Stay around. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you at the next Backchat Ale, probably in 2025, to be honest.
Yeah, we
will.
See you in a year.
Yeah, bloody oath. Go the Eagles, Dan.
Yeah, go the Eagles. We got them.
Okay, bye-bye.
No, you don't.
2000 is Demolition Derby. Having played under quite a few captains, usually when things like that happen or a team comes out quite physical, it's either the coach or the captain that drives it. It's not the shit kickers down the bat like me going, let's fight them. It's driven by leadership. So what are your reflections? Did you have much to do with driving that or did that just start? Ember said you might have some decent reflections on the day.
Yeah, I do. So what happened in the lead up to it, I did a press conference. I'd like to say I have not seen it. I don't know how many years ago, that was a long fucking time. But anyway, I did a press conference and through conversations with the coaches at the time, we're going to come out and be as physical as fuck. So I made a point of referencing this is going to be the hardest game. We're going to draw a line in the sand.
Really?
It's going to be physical. It's going to be all that shit. So then we had conversations obviously leading up to the game that there are no rules. Yeah, if you get involved in a fight or if it just happens to come about, there's going to be no rules here and you can just go for your life.
Right. Doesn't matter.
Damien Drummond denied this. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the club had a thing that was saying whether this is – they definitely gave you an idea that if you were fined that there was going to be a coterie group would help us out with the payment to the AFL.
Right. Did that happen?
No, of course not, mate. I've got to fucking find a shitload. Not 1 cent.
Embers maintains he is the only bloke in the entire Demolition Derby that challenged his fine and he got off.
He wanted to go on a footy trip.
Yes, he wanted to go on a footy trip. He was a young bloke.
$2,000 for Bali.
Yeah. So he challenged it, got his $2,000 back and then got to spend it on the bar at Bali.
My fine was $4,500. I was the highest one because I'd been done for malaise in the past. So you got a
bad record. You had a rap sheet.
I've never hit any – well, never got suspended ever, but a few malaise along the way. But anyway, we start that game. And obviously people see the highlight, before we go out in the ground, you know, Damien Drummond speaking to me and Fletch, and he's going, you know, make sure if any of the young guys get in, you're fucking in there flying the flag. Just fucking make sure it's super physical and, you know, smash in as hard as you can. With that, I remember this so clearly, Heath Black, and he's only a young guy at the time. He comes in, he goes, excuse me, Drummond. He goes, yeah, I was just going to let you know I'm going to smack Phil Matera. I've not told this to Phil. He's a good bloke. I love Phil, actually. Yeah. I love him.
Just going to let you know.
Yeah, just going to let you know. And anyway, in the first quarter, I think it was the first quarter, Heath Black did his groin and never played after that. And he and Phil Matera was going to wear one right in the Chevy Chase.
Wow.
He would have been belted.
Wow.
Absolutely. But the game starts where you see that Mickey Gardner and Pav dancing in the goal square together. The jabs, yeah. That was hilarious. And then it gets involved later on.
Pav didn't quite know what he was doing.
No, that was hilarious, wasn't it? just trying to fucking sweat his hands off. And
my second ever derby was the Demolition Derby.
Was that when they were wearing that jumper there?
Yep. Yeah, so yeah,
Gardy, imagine Michael Gardner in that.
Yeah, Gardy comes out throwing haymakers at me.
Can you remember that? Can you tell us? Like, you were young, right?
Yeah, I was 18. And Gardy had been out with a shot. I mean, both teams at that year had had a really poor season, the bottom sort of half of the ladder. And Gardy had been out with a shoulder injury, and he had this big, you know, he could hardly kind of move it. He's sort of strapped to all sorts. And I went down, I was playing fullback and he was playing full forward, and I went down and bumped his shoulder. It was like, you know, he's been out, let's just test, see what's going on. And then he just started throwing punches. So I wasn't expecting that. And I just couldn't get anywhere near him because he's got such a long reach. Yeah. And plus I had no idea what I was doing. And then I remember slipping over, which I think kind of helped me, because by that stage there was a free kick given away and there was another spot fire. And then like just I still remember like visibly seeing – The one that happened early in that first quarter where Dale started going berserk and there was just this all in, and I remember standing at like full forward going, what do we do here? What happens? It's sort of just running.
What's the rules?
But like, yeah, there were no rules. There was just like, and then it was crazy that game. And then, you know, we win by a point. I actually got knocked out later in the game for a different reason. Ash McIntosh ran through me, kind of, it was no rules that game. So That was intense. I landed in an intense, like, we hate them, we need to beat them kind of thing. And then I think it probably mellowed slightly for a little period, and then it heated up again.
That'd be scary because Ember spoke about it like it wasn't like a footy game. It was like a street fight.
It was, it was. So then we had we had a big melee, and that started, and everyone just piled in, absolutely piled in.
Because you blokes had no rules.
Yeah, we were allowed to get involved, and that was just a perfect opportunity to jump in. And Phil Reed seemed to be the guy that everyone was picking on.
Right.
Go, fuck this, let's get into Phil Reed here. And
why Phil Reed?
I don't know. He seemed to piss everybody off, and I'm an Essendon Mountain boy and so was he. But he was the first guy I got into a headlock and on the ground. And then later on, Dale Kickett belted him a few times, and then Brad Dodd punched him in the head and got 2 weeks for that as well. Obviously Dale got 7 or 9 weeks or something along those lines. It was pretty hectic. And then we all had to front the tribunal the next day. The game was a fucking beauty because what happened is the Eagles at halftime or in the third quarter were up by 36 points, I reckon, 6 goals.
Yeah.
And then we came back. We got a couple of bits of momentum going our way. And then Troy Cook ran through Mitchell White like you've never seen. You've got to see the replay of this thing. He fucking killed him. It was unbelievable. Troy Cook was hard, you know, he was hard as his table. Hard as the walls, and the ball was between Mitchell White coming out from the back line, deep in the Subiaco end of Subiaco Oval, and the ball just went over Cookie's head. And so Troy Cook's running, and Mitchell White's running. You can see one person's running harder than the other, and Troy just cannons into him and just fucking flattens him, gets the ball, handballs at someone. We kick a goal to bring it within 3 goals, and then the whole joint, the roof's just coming off the joint.
Yes,
we are just up and about.
So it's a free home game. Free home game.
Yep, I'm pretty sure it was a free home game. Kept wrestling people, kept fighting, got to the last bit. And there must have been under a minute to go. And we had a boundary throw in at West Coast End in the Perth City End, which was where your old change rooms used to run out of, Will. Yep. There was a boundary throw in there. And I remember standing next to Benny Cousins and I was going, fuck, hell, but this game's been unbelievable. And he's smiling his head off. I'm talking to him because it's just, you know, it's just been a mental game, and we're 1 point in front, and sure enough, within, I don't know, 20 seconds or so, I think we got a second ball up in that area, and the siren went, we all went bananas.
Cool. Were you given words after the siren to the West Coast boys?
No, we weren't. Like I said, just getting to that point of the game, seconds out from the end, I don't know how long to go, and I'm talking to Ben in a positive way because it was just funny. Like in reflection, it was a fucking mad game. It was an absolute corker.
So there was no hard feelings after that, or was it?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Not from the Freo.
And we won. Who gives a shit? It was funny, though, when we turned up to the tribunal on the Monday or Tuesday, whenever it was. So you just go into the city and they do that video link call and all the rest of it. Anyway, so we're all in there. Heaps of people from LA's and whatever. Dale Kickett's in there for striking. Brad Dodd's in there for striking. All on Phil Reed. Phil Reed walks in. He's got 2 black eyes.
Oh.
It looked... He'd been massive. Smashed. Yeah, poor fella.
Do you remember the following derby after that? Was there like a feeling like, yeah,
we're going to cop it? Like we?
No, there wasn't any. There wasn't any repercussions at that stage. To be honest, there was a period not long after that. Physically, we thought we had it over the Eagles. So the Eagles had a star-studded midfield for a great period with Daniel and Juddy and Ben Braun. Embers was obviously a great fucking star player for them. So that was an unreal midfield. But we had some real, I guess, blue collar, Josh Carr and Matthew Carr, and they want to fight everyone, obviously, all the time. Cookie's hard as fuck. You know, Belly's our captain in there. I'm playing on the wing and stuff like that. But we had a really good period against them because we believed, whilst that they were a much more talented bunch, that we would be able to scrap them to death. You know, when we walk out there, Matthew Carr playing on Ben Cousins, he's like, fuck this cunt. You get walk past him, knee him in the leg. You know, there's all this.
Yeah.
The boy, those boys, the Carr brothers in particular, were really hard out. So was Heath Black. And they loved to walk out in those games. And, you know, I remember when Ben first got his tattoo, Such as Life, on his chest. And the boys found out at this before. No one knew about this in the public. And we're doing the warm-up and call a couple of us in and goes, if as soon as we get the opportunity and we get to tackle Ben Cousins, just fucking rip his shirt off. And we're like, what? He's got a fucking tattoo. You think he's a fucking bikie. Let's just get him to the ground, rip his fucking shirt off. And that has happened time after time in the first half. Everyone's just fucking wrenching out his jumper up, T-shirt, so you can see his tattoo and
were
just launching
it?
Into
they pitch
it? Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. They were using all the everything you could do to make sure we got under his skin. But, yeah, Dan, that was a pretty good period anyway through that part.
From 2010 onwards until when I retired, there was maybe a few moments, but it was more just we wanted to beat each other. It wasn't necessarily – well, what was your view?
It was real. It was real. Like, I remember playing in my first derby and it was such a step above in intensity. Like, it was as close to a final as you would get in a regular season. Well, would you agree with that?
100%.
I remember, like, my first one, I remember – sort of like you and with Guardy, but I was coming off the top of the, I was sort of a high half back and just running into the first contest, and there was just bodies, just like men smacking. I was like, what is going on? Like, same thing. I was like, I don't know. You were saying that at a fight. I was looking at the football game. Like, what is going on? I remember one, you and I hadn't written it down, but I was at one stage of my career, I was allowed to kick out. I was the designated kicker. Not sure what I was thinking. Yeah, probably potentially when we won the Wooden Spoon 2010, somewhere there. And I missed one. It was early in a derby. Kicked it straight down a Freo player's throat. Behind. All right, here's your chance to redeem yourself. Hit another Freo player straight up. Behind, missed the second set shot. Brad Shepherd, an 18-year-old, comes up. He goes, Scully, give me. I'm like, get the fuck away from me right now. I get it. I kick it as far as I can. It's a turnover straight over my head. Goal. So three in a row. And I was playing on you that day. And I just... It's probably similar to my. I just thought, well, if I can't hit targets, I'm just gonna fight. So I just grabbed Pav and I just started fighting Pav. Eric McKenzie's come over to save me because Pav's a bigger man than me. He thought easy takes over with Pav. Easy
I can't remember this.
Eric got he either got suspended or a fine. He Michael Johnson came in. He punched someone. Oh, he was bleeding.
Yeah.
You were probably trying to get out, but I started and then I just ran off. So that's probably as close, but that wasn't a hatred. It was
more turning the ball over.
Yeah, it was, you know.
But walking around the street as well, like you couldn't quarantine yourself from, you know, oh, smash them this week or, you know, go the Eagles or whatever it may have been. Like it was hard to kind of escape that intensity just because you're walking around, you're getting your coffee or, you're going into the supermarket. So you kind of had the internal chat of where you want to smash them. Physically and on the scoreboard, and then you have the external like heat of it, and then if you make a few mistakes, it's a good way of distracting yourself from the mistakes by starting to blow.
Correct, and then get out of it, don't get fined, and then you're all good.
2000 is demolition derby. Having played under quite a few captains, usually when things like that happen or a team comes out quite physical, it's either the coach or the captain that drives it. It's not the shit kickers down the bat like me going, let's fight them. It's